as Paolo Nutini, 10/10. Or would it be 10 out of 10? I don't know. But my next guest is going to score 10 out of 10, that's for sure. I've got Susan Glenholm, who's a senior partner at Debenhams Otterway. And this is not her first visit. This is your second visit, is it not, Susan?
It is, yes.
So,
hello, Ian.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And today, this sounds a very complicated topic, inheritance tax. And we're going to take it in two bits, I understand. So,
yes.
Firstly, you're going to tell us all about all the rules of it. It must be quite a complex subject, I'm sure.
Well, I'll hopefully make it straightforward for you.
Well, I hope so as well. And then we'll talk. We'll have a little break, and then we'll talk about ways of avoiding inheritance tax. And obviously, the choice of the word there is very important, isn't it? Avoiding as opposed to evading.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know. When the budget was on, they were going on and on about, you know, you can avoid it, but you can't evade it, and
yes,
all that sort of thing. Okay. Well, first of all, we'll have a little tune.
Okay.
So you can get your breath back, and you know, I like to play one that's something to do with the law or whatever. Yeah. And this is a guy called Leroy Parnell, and Ought to Be a Law. And that's Leroy Parnell and Ought to Be a Law. And, of course, we use our law theme, so we warm up our solicitors. And in this case, as I said, it's Susan, senior partner. So, Susan, inheritance tax.
Yes.
God, dive in the deep end.
Okay, so I'll first of all just explain what is included in your assets for inheritance tax.
Right.
So people talk about estates. So what that means is your estate includes all your assets. So it's property, bank accounts, it's your share of any joint accounts as well, so that we call your estate.
Mm-hmm.
And how the inheritance tax rules work is if your estate is under the current inheritance tax limit, which is £325,000,
right,
there's no inheritance tax to pay. If there's anything above that, then your estate is charged at 40% of anything over £325,000.
That's not a sliding scale at all, then?
No, so that's, yes, so that's for a single person, that's
right,
how it works.
Yes.
So how it works then for a married couple is if you leave your estate to the surviving spouse,
mm-hmm,
there's no inheritance tax at that point.
Right.
Because there's a spouse exemption. So if one of you dies, you leave the whole estate to the survivor. If you're married, there's no inheritance tax at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is the inheritance tax limit on the second person's death is then automatically doubled.
Right.
So under the current rules, on the second death, both spouses have passed away, the inheritance tax limit is automatically doubled to £650,000.
Okay.
So the £325,000 is doubled, and then anything above that is charged at 40%.
Right. There's no time scale that you can, you know, the longer it goes on, that it doesn't impact in any way.
It is the inheritance tax limit. The date of the second person's death,
right,
is automatically doubled.
I see. Okay.
So it is currently the £325,000, but it does depend on who's in government at the time, what the rules
of course,
are.
Yes, yes.
So those are the current rules, but it could be increased. It does depend what the rules
when,
are. At the
time. When was that figure last revised? Then
it was a few years ago now, but it is frozen at the moment for another year or so. But we are. It might all change now with the elections having just happened, so
yes,
again we're waiting to see if there are any changes,
yeah,
on that.
Well, no chance of it being lowered though?
Probably not, hopefully not anyway.
Of course, riots, I guess.
Yes,
yes,
yeah.
Okay.
So that's how the inheritance tax rules. But nowadays, with your assets, especially in Hertfordshire, just having property in Hertfordshire takes you over the inheritance tax limit, just
yes,
with your house. But people do forget that it does include your share of joint assets as well.
Yes,
so that's something,
yes,
to remember.
Now, if you own goods, say you own two cars.
Yes.
How is the value assessed of the car? Is it the new price or replacement cost or what?
Well, you'd need to get a valuation. So we usually use valuers to deal with that. And it isn't usually what, it's as at the date of death, what the value would be at that time. So
the similar sort of thing you'd insure it for, like a replacement cost.
Yes, and not always. Sometimes with contents of the house, for example, it's not always the insurance value. Some,
mm-hmm,
of it's sentimental value. Actually does have a value to it.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So you would need to, we recommend that you do get a value to value the contents of the house when someone passes away,
yes,
if it is a taxable estate.
And presumably it is the house that gives the most
the most problem yes. most yes. of the time, yes, especially around here. And and like I said, you don't have to have any other assets. Indeed. You are over okay. the inheritance tax limit with okay. that.
And so if you have two properties, yes. you know, they just add up the
it
figure.
Is. And it's anything that you own, so your share of sole assets and anything in joint names. And mm-hmm. some people also get confused if, for example, an elderly parent puts an account into a child's name for ease of access so that the child can get access to the account to save them going out to get any money.
Yes.
It depends what the intention was behind that. If that was still their account, then the whole account is in their name.
Yes.
And the child was just on there to help them to sign or as a bank mandate. So it is all of their money. Unless any part of it was the child's money, it would all form part of the estate for the parents' estate.
So it's actually not the rules that are maybe quite so complicated, but when you actually come to apply the rules, that's when the complication really, to me it seems, that's when it will occur.
Well, yes, it's how you deal with it in terms of trying to save that inheritance yes. tax is the main thing, because everyone, it now tends to apply to everyone, so it's how you can save that, which people don't always know the ways of saving the inheritance tax. So that's something that that I'd like to explain about, which we can do. So okay. just to give you an idea of that.
Okay, well, we'll have a couple of minutes break whilst we contemplate all that we own and how much our total package is going to be worth. Desire, yes, this is U2. And that's U2 and Desire, right. Oh, a little bit at the end there. Okay, well, we're now going to talk and find out ways we can avoid inheritance tax. And over to you, Susan. This is the interesting bit, for sure.
Thank you. So the main way of saving inheritance tax at the moment is to make gifts. So you're allowed to give £3,000 each tax year mm-hmm. To anyone, and it must be £3,000 altogether in a tax year, so not £3,000 to each child, for example.
Oh.
Overall, it's £3,000 yes. from the 6th of April one year to the 5th of April the next. If you make any gifts greater than that, you have to survive 7 years for it to be completely outside your estate.
Right, so if I want to put the house in my child's name,
yes.
I have to live on 7 years then.
Well, that's something you do have to be careful of, because you actually have to give away the assets. So you can't say that I'll give away my house, but I'll carry on living in it. Unless you pay a market rent, there are ways of looking at that. But it is something, so if you have a painting on your wall, you say, I'll give it to my son, but actually I'll keep it in my house. You can't do that. You have to give it to them.
But in terms of house ownership, if you sell it below market rate, what happens then?
Again, it's what, selling it to the children,
yes,
you mean?
Yes.
Well, again, the revenue can look at that and see if you're deliberately depriving anyone of the assets. Depends what your intention was of doing that.
Yeah.
But it is important that if you're making the gift, that you actually give it away and you have no, it's called reservation of benefit, that you're not reserving any interest in it.
Okay.
And you then, if you give more than that, you can give away your entire estate. So some people say inheritance tax is very simple to save. You can give away your whole estate, but obviously you need it for yourself, so you can't give it all away. But you're allowed to do the £3,000. Other ways that are quite useful, it's called the Bank of Mum and Dad, is what we call it.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes, yeah, so you're allowed to give, so it's called normal expenditure out of income. So if you have any excess income, you can give away as much of that as you want. It's as an addition to the £3,000. Mm-hmm. But it must come out of your income. So you have to show, so if your income is £1,000 a month, you can show that your expenditure is comfortable to be within that. So mm-hmm. it's say £800, the extra £200 could be given away. It should be more of a regular amount, so standing order. It could be school fees or whatever you're giving away mm-hmm. to children, and as long as it's coming out of your income and you're not suffering financially by making that gift, mm-hmm. you can give away quite a lot of your income. That people forget about that as well.
Okay.
And that's something that where parents can help their children, especially with building that amount up, keeping it in a separate account for the children, that it can be used for their benefit.
Okay.
So that helps a lot.
So that's two aspects, and mentioned trusts.
So how people feel sometimes is that they don't want their children to have the money at a certain, they don't want it at 18 because they think that their child might buy a fast car, for example. So they can put it into a trust instead. And what that means is that you're holding it for them until they reach a responsible age. So you're not saying, I'll give you £1 million tomorrow and it's yours and you do whatever you want with it. You're keeping it in a trust that it's then protected for them.
And does it have to remain in that for a certain time? Or?
No, so you can decide when you want to leave that that in when you what age they inherit. So it can be 18, 21, 25, 45, whenever you want them to inherit that. But there are other, so the trust is more just controlling it for that you still have control of the money, you're not giving it away.
And if you fell on hard times, would you be able to guess at the trust?
No, that's the problem. So you mustn't benefit from that. Once you give it away, it must be gone. So you need to be comfortable that you can afford to do these things. But there's other things. So you can also give money to charity, for example. Mm-hmm. That's completely exempt. There's also a new exemption that you can do. So you can leave at least 10% of your estate to charity. And if you do that, then your other beneficiaries inheriting your estate pay tax at 36% rather than 40%. So it's a slight reduction. Yes. You obviously do need to leave the money to charity, but it is, if you were going to leave money to charity anyway, say you're giving 6%, if you up that to 10%, it means that you then save some tax for your other beneficiaries.
It does help.
And there's also things people think that after someone passes away, it's too late, they can't do anything about it. But there's something you can do called a deed of variation. And what that is you can vary someone's will up to 2 years after they die. So what you're saying is, say you inherited £100,000, you're saying, I don't want all of that £100,000, I'd rather give £50,000 of that to my child. And I'll keep £50,000. Yes. And it's as if the deceased had done that. So it bypasses your estate and goes direct to your children, for example. So if you didn't do that, it comes to you, you pay inheritance tax, and then when it passes to your child, they pay inheritance tax as well. So it's sort of cutting you out and going direct to your child. You save a bit of tax on that.
That's an interesting one, yes.
But it is something that is under review. It's in consultation at the moment, so they might abolish that, but it is something you can do that, but it must be done within 2 years of someone passing away.
I'm not sure if I should ask, but what do people do when they're evading tax? I don't do it myself.
Yes, of course. Evasion of tax is not declaring all of the assets, for example, so not saying that that an asset is in their estate, or pretending they haven't made the gift, for example, that it was always the child's money. So there's things that they try to do. The revenue are really inquiring into all estates now and checking that a lot more than they used to. It is very difficult to do that now. Keeping records is the most important thing. If you do make a gift, it's very important to keep a record because your executors, your beneficiaries, will have to prove that you have made that gift and that you've survived the 7 years, for example. So it's really important to do that.
Okay. So now if somebody comes to you, does the cost to them depend on the size of the estate, or do you have fixed fees or what?
In terms of their will or the advice with
them. If I'm coming to you saying, look, I own this house and I want to blah, 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 whatever.
So part of the will discussion is we do give this inheritance tax advice as well. So that's included in our price. And for wills, we do charge on a fixed fee.
Right.
So we do have the inheritance tax discussion as part of the will preparation. So that's included within that, but it tends to be on a fixed fee. If it's separate trusts, again, we do a lot of that on fixed fees as well. Mm-hmm. But it does depend on what type of advice they're looking for.
Time, is that what you're basing it on? How long it takes you to come up with the answers and put a package together?
Yes, generally is how it is. But if it's tied in with the will, generally, because you're looking at that at the same time of who do they leave their estate to, does depend on how they're trying to save tax. Excellent. So it comes into the will discussion.
Okay. Well, that's really good. I have learned something today. Good. Well, I learn something every time you come in, to be honest.
Thank you.
Particularly inheritance tax, it is something that sits on the back of my mind a little bit, having two girls.
Yes. Well, it's something to think about, and there are ways of saving it.
And a small estate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But as you say, living in Hertfordshire, you're already, it puts you in the category that you don't really think about. We've lived in the house for a number of years. I've no idea of the value.
Yes.
No idea whatsoever. Yeah. I hear neighbours talking about, when they're selling, and I think, oh, my goodness, is that really that case in Hertfordshire?
Exactly.
But seems to be the case.
Yes.
Well, okay, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll be seeing, again, some of the other senior partners and partners of Debenhams Offaway.
Yes.
But today, Susan Glenholm. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us in.
Thank you.